Being a private investigator means two things. You can be sure you'll run into trouble, and you can never be sure you'll get out of it. Not much you can do about it, I guess, except, like Julie always says,
walk softly, Peter Troy.
And now Peter Troy investigates Lydia and the Long Shot.
Being a private investigator, I should have gotten used to it, but I never have. It never ceases to astonish me to see the length that some people will go to in order to get their hands on some money. For instance, take for example the case of Lydia Laverton and her uncle, the 10th Baron Elderly.
Well, I don't know, Lydia. I suppose we'll have to do something.
You should sell out, Uncle, that's what.
Sell out? You can sell the estate. You can't be serious.
Of course I'm serious. You could get a couple of hundred thousand for this place and live in comfort for the rest of your life.
Live in comfort? What's that got to do with it? Yeah, we're talking about the elderly estate. This land's been in my family for 300 years.
Yes, it's beginning to look like it, Uncle. Run down, scruffy old place if ever I saw one.
Of course it's run down. Can't expect to keep things up as we did in the old days. Who knows, I'm doing what I can to make ends meet.
But it isn't enough, is it?
What do you expect me to do? I've opened a castle of tourists who tramp in and out 5 days a week at 3 shillings a head.
Oh, I know you don't like having the public crawling all over the place, Uncle.
Well, it's better than your other suggestion, selling the estate. Oh, I can't do that. Never do that.
No. Instead, you'll run yourself broke, trying to make ends meet. And when you die, the place will have to be sold to pay a death duty.
Oh, don't say that. No, the place will never be sold, never.
All right, then. What are you going to do? You just have to make some more money somehow.
Yes, I know, confound it. I suppose I could put that soda fountain in the stables. Hanged if I like the idea, though.
It wouldn't make all that difference to the tourist trade. And it would only cost money.
Well, dash if I can think of anything.
But I was turning over one idea in my mind. It's a little unorthodox, shall we say, but it might work.
Good idea to boost the tourist trade. Oh, don't just stand there, girl. Let's have it.
The Baron Elderly was an odd sort of a creep if I ever met one. Even the name. As I said to Julie, no old guy could really be called Baron Elderly. Well, he was. It was all right there in Debrett's. My first trouble with this particular case, however, had nothing to do with the old boy, but a great deal to do with his niece, Lydia, who was a peachy doll of the kind you don't run into every day of the week. As she waltzed her lovely figure into my office, I found myself wondering which routine Julie would pull this time.
It's very good of you to see me at such short notice, Mr. Troy.
Not at all, Miss Laverton. It'd be a pleasure to see you any time.
Mr. Troy?
I know, Miss Summers. Which is it to be, notebook or filing cabinet today?
I'm sure I have no idea what you're talking about, Mr. Troy. If you are referring to the Johnson file that you asked me to get out for you...
Ah, the filing cabinet. Okay, file away then.
I'll look the Johnson file up immediately.
I was afraid of that. And now, Miss Laverton, as I was saying, it's a real pleasure to see you.
Oh, good heavens.
Oh, don't take any notice of the noise Miss Summers is making, Miss Laverton. He's just a little conscientious about things.
Oh, well, it startled me for a moment.
What did you want to see me about?
Well, it's my uncle.
I thought it was something like that. Everybody has an uncle.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, it's okay, Miss Laverton. I just hoped for a moment that you came to see me about some personal trouble of your own.
I see. Well, perhaps I could think of something later.
Well, now, that'll be great. That wouldn't be possible, I'm afraid, as I'm very, sort of tied up here at the office.
About my uncle, Mr. Troy.
Yeah, let's stick to your uncle. At least it'll keep the noise level down.
I'm very worried about him. He's the Baron Elderly, you know.
Are you sure you shouldn't have said Elderly Baron?
No. That's his name, his family name. Elderly. He's the 10th Baron.
Oh, well, I'm with you. Well, what's his problem?
Somebody is trying to kill him.
Trying to kill him? What makes you think that?
Someone fired a shot at him while he was in the library the other day and missed him by inches.
I see. Well, in that case, I guess we can safely assume that somebody is trying to kill him. Have you been to the police?
No, he wouldn't permit it. He thinks the police are fools.
No comment.
So I persuaded him to let me come to see you. He wouldn't mind a quiet, discreet inquiry.
I wonder would he object to a quiet, discreet bumping off?
I beg your pardon?
Well, I mean, while he's so busy being discreet, the killer might have plenty of opportunity to take another shot at him.
Yes, I suppose so. But I couldn't get him to change his mind. You know how men are.
Oh, sure, sure. I know how men are.
I would take you for a man who knows how women are, too, Mr. Troy.
I went to a good school.
Oh, really, does she have to make all that noise?
Miss Laverton, maybe you'd like me to visit your uncle's estate. He does have an estate, huh?
Oh, yes, of course. And we would just love to have you come down for a couple of days, Mr. Troy.
Swell. Hold the filing cabinet bit, Julie. Miss Laverton, you won't mind if I bring my secretary.
Well, if you must, I suppose you must.
I couldn't have put it better myself.
Golly, decent of you to pop down here to see us, Troy. Oh, and you, Miss Summers, of course.
It's a pleasure, Baron.
You don't have much good company these days. Any people, of course. Too dashed many for my liking, but there's no help for that.
People, my lord?
Oh, Uncle means the public. The place is open to the public for a small charge 5 days a week.
Yes, and I can tell you I look forward to Monday and Thursday. Those are our days off, you know.
We should really keep the castle open every day, but Uncle insists on 2 days off.
Oh, dash it all, man. Got to have some peace. All those grubby people crawling about the place. Oh, hang it all, this is my home.
It's a very expensive home, Uncle. And you must admit that the money we get from the tourists helps a lot. Especially since that man shot at you.
How was that again?
The publicity, you see. The local paper got hold of the news about somebody trying to kill Uncle, and the write-up they gave it also got into the London papers.
Yes. Now everyone wants to come and see the bullet hole. Can't even get the window men.
Yeah, but just a minute. Miss Laverton, I thought you wanted all this kept quiet.
Oh, so we did. I just can't think how the papers got hold of the story. I suppose the servants talked.
That lot of gossip. You get rid of the whole lot of them. Not like servants in the old days. A lot of loafers.
Is this the room you were in, sir?
Hmm? Oh, when I shot at it, yes. The library. See, there's the bullet hole in the window.
Oh, I wouldn't call that a hole. It smashed the whole pane out. That'd take a large, low-velocity bullet to do that. Unless it was fired from a very long way off.
Yes, well, I'm not an authority on bullets, Troy.
No? And yet you have some fine hunting trophies hanging on the walls here, Baron.
Hmm? Oh, shot those in Africa when I was just a lad, you know. Haven't fired a gun in 40 years or more.
I see. What happened to the bullet?
The bullet? Oh, hit the wall just there. See?
Oh, yeah. You mind if I take a look?
No, not at all. You'll find the bullet still in the paneling.
Yeah. Uh-huh. A large caliber bullet. Maybe a Magnum .450.
A what?
Oh, a heavy hunting rifle. Somebody went through a lot of trouble over you, Baron. That bullet would stop a rhino or an elephant at reasonably close range.
Eh? Oh, yes, I expect it would.
And you can't think of any reason why anybody would want to kill you?
No, none. What are you doing bending down there?
I'm just taking a line of sight from this bullet hole through the broken window. Yeah, uh-huh. Say, it's a pity about that jacket of yours, Baron.
Huh? Jacket? Well, what's the matter with it?
You've torn it slightly. You see? Right there on the elbow.
Oh, so I have. I wonder how that could have happened.
Well, this is it, Julie.
This tree is it? What do you mean, it?
This is where the shot was fired from. Stick around, will you, while I go up and have a look?
You're going to climb that tree? Oh, Pete, you can't.
Why not? You don't know me, Julie. I can climb like a monkey.
I believe you. You do most of your thinking that way.
Oh, okay. Just for that, I'll fall and break my neck.
If you fall, you won't have to break your neck. I'll do it for you.
You're sweet. Well, here I go.
Pete, be careful.
No problem, Julie. Here. I've made it.
What's up there?
Well, you know, leaves and things.
Well, come on down.
Will you apologize for being so rude to me?
Yes, anything.
Anything? Oh, Julie, honey, I didn't realize you cared for me like that.
Will you stop playing Tarzan and come down? What are you doing now?
I'm looking for something. And I found it, too.
What is it?
I'll show you. Coming down.
Oh, watch out. Be careful. Yeah. Look out, Pete. You're slipping.
Now she tells me. What?
Oh, Pete. Yeah. Pete, are you all right?
Oh, that tree is a menace to life and limb. They ought to cut it down.
You didn't have to go crawling around in it like that.
Oh, can I help it if I have an adventurous spirit?
Are you sure you're all right? Oh. No bones broken or anything?
Oh, I bashed my head as I fell.
Oh, never mind that. Anything serious, I mean.
Oh, thanks, honey. I think well of you, too. Well, at least I found what I went up for.
Well, you did what?
This little tweedy thread.
That? You risked your neck for that?
This, my dear girl, happens to be the key to our whole case, of which the facts so far are as follows. One, the shot that was fired came from a magnum hunting rifle, such as the one that Lord Elderly has in the case in his hall.
So?
Two, I'll bet you will find that rifle has been fired recently, unless the cunning old devil has been terribly, terribly clever and cleaned it, in which case we'll find it oozing with gun oil.
I don't get it.
And three, this thread which I took from that branch up there matches the tear in Lord Elderly's jacket.
You mean he was up that tree and fired that shot himself?
I always said you were a smart chick.
Why would he do that?
Ah, now that's his little secret. So let's go up to the castle and ask him. Oh, and remind me to get my fee for the quickest bit of solving I ever pulled. It was, as they say in the best detective novels, an open and shut case. That crazy old creep, Baron Elderly, had climbed up the tree, lugging his hunting rifle with him, and fired a shot through his own library window. Then he'd let his niece hire me to come and find out who was trying to kill him. As to why he did it, well, I took a pretty accurate guess at that one on the way back to the castle.
Publicity? What the devil are you talking about?
I'm talking about the reason why you pulled this silly stunt of pretending somebody was trying to kill you.
Stunt? I resent your implications, sir.
Okay, you go ahead and resent. It doesn't alter the fact that this thread of material matches your jacket. And that I found up a large tree out there.
Well, who gave you permission to climb a tree, sir? I've strictly forbidden that.
Well, you asked me to solve this case for you.
Climbing trees? What do we have next? Your idiot boy comes here and pays his measly 1 and 6 if we want to climb all trees on this stake.
Lord Elderly, do you mind if we discuss this matter of the shooting?
Yes, I do mind. I do not intend to stand here and listen to a lot of tommy rot about climbing trees and hunting rifles.
You fired that shot, sir. What I want to know is why.
Well, mind your own business.
Okay. I'll tell you again, Baron. You did it to get publicity, so people would do exactly what they have been doing, paying their money here to see you and the bullet hole in the wall.
Ooh, absolute balderdash, sir.
What I can't figure out is why you got me into the picture.
I don't understand that either. And frankly, Troy, the sooner you are out of the picture, the better I shall like it.
Well, we agree on something.
What's the trouble, Mr. Troy? Miss Summers tells me that you're leaving. She's gone upstairs to pack.
That's right, Miss Laverton. We've solved your little mystery, if you can call it that.
You mean you found out who's been trying to kill Uncle?
Nobody's been trying to kill him, Miss Laverton. He's been playing games, that's all.
How dare you, sir?
If I may make a small request, Baron.
Yes?
Knock it off.
Well, really?
Miss Laverton, I don't think there's any more I can do here. There is the question of my fee, but perhaps I better mail you an account. Now, if you'll excuse me, I think I'll go up and pack, too. Oh, Julie, of all the nuthouses I've been in.
I think the old boy's rather sweet, actually.
Yeah. Well, you've heard the expression, sweet as a nut.
I mean, even if he did pull that stunt for publicity, it shows that at least he's got enterprise.
Look, I don't mind him pulling the stunt. What bugs me is his refusal to own up. Are you all packed?
Oh, yes, just about. Be ready in a few minutes.
Come in.
Oh, I'm so glad to catch you together. May I come in?
Oh, by all means, Miss Laverton. You want to check our baggage in case we've swiped some of the family silver?
Oh, don't be silly. I'm so sorry you're going away with a chip on your shoulder, Mr. Joy.
Well, let's face it, a case like this is enough to give anyone a fair-sized chip.
Uncle's confessed to me about the stunt he pulled. I must admit that I feel rather foolish, dragging you all the way here when there was no need.
It's funny you should mention that, Miss Laverton. That's the one thing I can't understand. Why did he allow you to do that when he wouldn't go to the police?
Well, Uncle's rather eccentric, you know. I expect he imagined that your coming would provide further good publicity without doing any harm.
You mean he figured I couldn't catch him out?
Well, I suppose so. After all, you're not a regular detective, are you?
Not a... Come on, Julie, let's get out of here before I get a swelled head.
I'm ready.
No, please, please, I didn't mean to be rude. I was just trying to point out my uncle's line of reasoning, that's all. As I say, he's eccentric.
Okay, so he's eccentric.
Oh, please, please stay. For a day or two, anyway.
What for?
I'm afraid.
Afraid? What of?
Well, Uncle is so odd at times. I very much fear that he's so in love with this publicity thing that he'll try to work the same trick again.
You mean fire another shot through the window?
That or something more dangerous. But really, he's like a small boy at times.
But Miss Leverton, can't you warn him not to do anything that might be dangerous?
He wouldn't take any notice. He'd just agree and then he'd go and do it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess there's not all that much hurry to get back to town. Maybe we could stay over till tomorrow.
I'd be so glad if you would. At least I'd be easier in my mind.
Okay. But if we're staying, I think I better make my peace with your uncle, Miss Leverton. We don't want him putting the evil eye on us every time we meet.
Oh, by all means. Why not have a word with him now? He's in the green drawing room.
Yes, well.
But you won't mention anything about what I've said. About the likelihood of his trying any more tricks, will you?
I've had one argument with him, Miss Leverton. I'm not likely to go looking for another.
Ah, there you are, Uncle.
Oh, you, Lydia, my dear.
Where are our guests?
The Troy fellow. Oh, outside somewhere. He and that secretary have gone for a walk in the grounds, I think.
Good. He wasn't unpleasant when he saw you, I hope.
Polite enough. Can't stand the fellow, though. Too common.
Well, I'm sure he means well. Uncle, I'm sorry I inflicted him on you, but I thought at the time that it would help our little scheme.
Can't see how it'd help when he exposed me as quickly as he did. If he doesn't go to the newspaper.
Oh, he won't do that. I asked him not to. And he doesn't mind, because he'll get his fee just the same.
Well, why doesn't he leave?
I don't know. He said he just wanted to stay for a while. Frankly, I think he's enjoying it here. Well, it's like another world for a man like him, though.
Like all those tourists crawling all over the place like a lot of belly slugs.
Anyway, I think you'll find that he's had enough of interfering in our plans. We'll have no more trouble with him.
Our plans? You mean you want to go ahead with this next thing?
Oh, yes, of course. As a matter of fact, I'm rather pleased that Troy and his girl are still here, because they'll make good witnesses.
Oh, I see. Well, you're sure you want to go ahead with it, Lydia?
Of course, you silly. Why not? If your being shot at once was good publicity, your being shot at twice will be twice as good.
Yes, well, if you say so.
Now, I got these old boots, Uncle, and I've made the footprints outside the window here. Have you loaded the rifle?
Hmm? Oh, yes. Here it is, magazine full. Yeah, there we are. Now there's cartridge in the chamber, all ready to fire. Oh, I say, what have you got those on for?
What?
Oh, your gloves.
Oh, gloves? Oh, well, you know, I hadn't really noticed I had them on. I put them on this morning because my hands were cold.
Oh.
Never mind, they're not uncomfortable. Now, give me the gun, Uncle.
Oh, why? Well, I can fire the shot quite well.
Your eye isn't as good as it was. And I want to make sure that this one is the right height. The angle of that other shot was bad.
But hang it all, you fired that other shot from the tree.
Yes. I'm sorry I tore your jacket, by the way, but at least it saved me from getting a nasty graze.
Yes, well, never mind that. Get on with it if you're going to.
All right. Well, let's get set, then. Now, just stand right over there, Uncle.
I can't see what possible use it is for us to wander about the grounds like this, Pete.
Well, we can always try a stretch of bird watching.
No, thanks. I get enough of watching you watching birds in the office.
Oh, I mean real birds. You know, the ones with, like, wings.
You're up to something, Pete. And I want to know what it is.
And so you will, if you're a good girl.
You seem to be listening for something.
I am.
What?
Well, to be truthful, honey.
Good heavens!
To be truthful, that's what I was listening for.
Oh, it sounds like a gunshot.
You know something? It was. And any second now, you'll see Lydia Laverton rushing towards us across that lawn. So be ready to act nice and sharp, Julie.
Oh,
This way, Mr. Troy. In the green drawing room. Here.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the shot and I rushed in, and there he was. Just as you see him now.
Lord Elderly. Is he dead?
Yes. Oh, it's horrible. I told you he'd be fooling around with that gun again.
Uh-huh.
But don't just stand there saying, like that. My uncle's killed himself in an awful accident, and all you can do is to stand there grunting like an ape.
What would you like me to do, Miss Lowe?
I don't know. I suppose we should call the police.
Mm-hmm. Pity about the old guy. I guess you'll inherit his estate now, Miss Laverton.
But of course. I'm his only living relative. Naturally, he's left everything to me.
Well, that's where you're mistaken, Lydia.
Uncle! You're alive!
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm alive, thanks to Troy here. And for the fact that he saw right through your little scheme to brand me as the kind of idiot who fooled around with guns to kill himself.
It can't be true. I couldn't have missed...
Miss Laverton, you always miss with blank cartridges. Your uncle and I fixed that Magnum rifle. We loaded it with blanks.
Just as well. Little monster. You tried to kill me. You fired that gun straight at me.
A wacky scheme, but it might have worked. She establishes you as a crackpot baron, gets me here to expose your little publicity scheme.
Which was her idea in the first place.
And then she stages this setup to make it look as though you'd accidentally shot yourself dead trying to fake another shooting.
I wondered why she had those gloves on. That was to keep her fingerprints off the rifle, I suppose.
Yeah. That right, Miss Laverton?
You can't prove anything without Uncle's testimony. And he would never go into court against me. I'm the last of his family.
Lydia, I left everything to my old university. Changed my will in their favor 5 years ago. I never told you because you never asked me.
What?
Looks like you backed a very long shot, Lydia, assuming that your uncle's will was still in your favor. Oh, boy, what a mess you've got yourself into. I can't help thinking how much nicer it would have been if you'd come to me with something rather more personal of your own.
Now, wait a minute. So far, all we've had is attempted murder. And unless you want to be involved in a real one, I suggest you just walk softly, Peter Troy.
Was very grateful to us. I'm only sorry I can't say the same about Miss Lydia Laverton, who is currently a guest of Her Majesty's government in something less than baronial splendor. The Baron even managed to scrape up some kind of a fee for me. But I cannot forgive him for a particularly dirty double cross he pulled on me on the last occasion he was up in London. He had the hide to make a dinner date with Julie. And I was frantic for 3 days until I found out who she'd been out with. Oh, me. Frailty, thy name is woman.
Walk Softly, Peter Troy, is now Transit production, written by Kresick Jenkinson and directed by Russ Ryder. ¶¶